Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 2. Simeon's words, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." This is our text. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, Christmas is such a wonderful time of year. It is a time of all of those special worship services. It's a time when we gather together with friends and family. And of course, it's a time to gain a few pounds. Hopefully, it's a time to spend a little extra time with our faith. More time reflecting on our Savior. More time realizing what God has done for us as He sends His Son, Jesus, into this dark, dark world. The one thing I don't like about Christmas, worship-wise that is that the season of Christmas is only 2 weeks long. We celebrate the birth of our Savior on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Today, this week, is the first Sunday after Christmas, but since this coming Saturday is January 6th, it's Epiphany, so next Sunday will be in the Epiphany season. So yeah, we only get to sing those Christmas songs, we only get to celebrate Christmas for 2 weeks. And so I think Christmas, the birth of our Savior, should be celebrated much longer than that. I don't know how long the excitement of Jesus' birth lasted with Mary and Joseph. I can only venture a guess that it would have lasted a little bit longer than 2 weeks. I mean, I can imagine for them that having those shepherds come and visit and worship the newborn the night he was born would have been an amazing thing. But after that, really life for them gets kind of quiet. That is, until our text for today. In our lesson for today, it takes place 40 days after Jesus is born. Mary and Joseph are still in Bethlehem, and they have to make that 7-mile trip to Jerusalem for their purification according to the law. Because they were relatively poor, they would only have to offer 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons as their offering, as their sacrifice. But as they're in the temple, they run into this old gentleman named Simeon. He is described by Luke as being righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Basically, he is waiting for the birth of the Messiah. And as we're told in our text, Simeon is a very special person who is led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told him that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. I mean, can you imagine being in Simeon's shoes? Being promised by God that you would not die until you saw the Savior of the whole entire world with your own 2 eyes? And what we see is so spectacular. Simeon comes into the temple being led by the Holy Spirit, and he takes that 40-day-year-old baby Jesus, 40-day-year-old? No, 40-day-old Jesus into his arms, and he holds him. I got to tell you, if that were me, I wouldn't want to give him back. I wouldn't want to give him back to his parents. I'd want to keep on holding him. I mean, there he is, holding the Lord God, the creator of all the universe, in his arms. That would be such a special moment. The Savior of the world all wrapped up in that small package. Simeon's song, otherwise known as the Nunc Dimittis, is used in two very appropriate places in our liturgy. For one, it's used in our communion liturgy. After the meal has been served, after you have received the true body and blood of Christ in, with, and under the bread and wine, we sing the Nunc Dimittis. Because in that sacrament, you don't just get to see the baby Jesus. You receive him in the bread and wine. And as Simeon says, my eyes have seen your salvation. And so, because of the sacrament, we know that we're going to heaven. We know that we have seen our own salvation. The words of Simeon are also used in our funeral liturgy. And it's very appropriate that these words are used, realizing that the departed is now with our Lord. His or her spirit is now with God, enjoying the very presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. They may not have seen God with their eyes yet because the resurrection hasn't occurred, but they are enjoying the presence of God. Simeon wasn't the only one to be in the presence of our Savior Jesus Christ that day. We're told of the 84-year-old Anna. She was only married for 7 years when her husband was taken from her. And Luke tells us that she did not depart from the temple, but that she spent her time in the temple worshiping God with fasting and praying night and day. She also sees the Christ child, and she gives thanks to God, and she speaks of him to everybody that was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem, basically anybody in the temple that would listen to her. Most likely, after this event, Mary and Joseph and Jesus go back to Bethlehem until the wise men come, and they have to flee for Egypt because of King Herod. Luke tells us, yes, that they go back to the town of Nazareth, but I guess it's because Matthew has already covered that whole wise men account that Luke doesn't need to retell it. And so he kind of skips over it and skips and just sends the couple back to Nazareth, where the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. Luke ends the narrative with the words, and the favor of God was upon him. Luke is one of my favorite gospels, mainly because of the amazing job that he does in telling us about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, hearing about the angels and the shepherds and Simeon and Anna. Of course, that famous line of Mary pondering all these things in her heart. It all makes it feel so real, which of course it is. But the real reality is, this is not just a beautiful story. The whole story is told to us by Luke for one reason and one reason only, and that is because of our sin. We are sinners who have failed to live up to God's perfect expectations. We have broken every single one of God's commandments time and time again. And because of that, we deserve to die. We deserve to suffer in hell for all of eternity. But that's not God's plan for us. God's plan for us was for us to live forever with him. And God loves us. And so, because of our sin, God's plan had to change. And God sent his Son to live the perfect life that we couldn't live and to die a terrible death on the cross so that we wouldn't have to spend eternity in hell. Because of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, heaven is our home, and eternity with God is our reality. And because of God's love shown so greatly in Jesus' birth and at his death and resurrection, we will live with God in heaven forever. It really is a shame that this Christmas season is only 14 days long. But the reality is that the message of Christmas is with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We can proclaim along with Simeon, "My eyes have seen your salvation." Every time we gather here to worship, and every time we open up our Bibles and spend some time reading the Scripture, every single time we receive the Lord's Supper, and each time we remember our baptism, we remember that our eyes have seen our salvation. God's Holy Spirit works through the Word and the sacraments to open our eyes to see God's salvation, all because of his great love for us. It was his plan from before the foundation of the world. So don't put away those Christmas decorations just yet. Let the salvation of our God sit with you just a little bit longer. And along with Mary, keep pondering these things in your heart as we move officially from the Christmas season into Epiphany. In Jesus' name, amen.